Charlie O'Brien, Vice President of Ag Services at the Association of Equipment Manufacturers.
Well, Charlie, you've had a few days under your belt with Ag Connect Expo, the brand new show starting in Orlando on Tuesday with the preview day. You have an update now. You have some numbers as far as how the response is to the show and how well things are going. Give us an update.
Yeah, things have been going very well, Julia. We have certainly had a good week here in Orlando with Ag Connect, and we have fulfilled a lot of the dreams that we had in terms of the vision of the show. One of the things that we originally talked about is that we needed an international show, showcase event here in the United States, and we certainly think that we've been able to deliver that. The international registrations, the advanced registrations, as well as the registrations right on site are pretty exciting. We've got 62 countries that were represented now as part of Ag Connect, so people coming from 62 countries from around the world. So I think it's safe to say that it truly is an international venue. And we're also pleased with the number of representatives from the various states in the United States. We have 49 out of the 50 states that are represented here at Ag Connect. So we didn't convince anybody from Hawaii to come in yet, but we've got 49 out of 50, so we're feeling pretty good about that as well. The other interesting couple of interesting things that we've got a little over 7,000 registrations now, and the show's not over yet, but we've got about 7,000 registrations, and people, what they're saying is they're very pleased, both from the exhibitor perspective as well as from a attendee perspective, at the quality of the people that are here at the show. The people that are coming in are saying that they certainly appreciate the ability and the experts that are in the exhibits themselves, and they're also appreciating the quality discussions that they're having. And the exhibitors are saying it's a very quality audience, and I think we can testify to that. Because one of the stats that's come out when we asked the question about if they're involved in the decision making of the farming operation, that 80% of the people here are saying that they are definitely involved in the farming operation decision making. So they're having those quality discussions with the exhibitors in terms of what it is that's taking place on their operation and how the products and services that are here at Ag Connect can help them with their operation.
And you wrap up the show today. What time, and will some of the exhibitors be around tomorrow? Will they be tearing down their booths and such tomorrow?
Yeah, we will wrap up the show here today about 3:30, and then there will be the tearing down will actually start as early as today, but there will still be people that will be here for the next several days. As you can imagine, some of the booths are quite large, so they will be tearing down for the next couple of days actually, and then we'll be planning for 2011.
Well, let's talk about 2011. You have some exciting plans underway already, and I understand that there are some people who have already said they want to come back next year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I just stepped out of a planning meeting actually for 2011, and 2011 will be in Atlanta. It's going to be January 7th through the 10th, and so as you can imagine, that'll be here before we know it. And we have had an awful lot of people that have already signed up for exhibit space for 2011. As a matter of fact, two-thirds of the exhibit space that we've got here at Ag Connect has already been reserved for 2011. So over 100,000 net square feet are already reserved for next year. So we're off to a fantastic start, and I think that indicates that we'll probably see a little larger show next year at Atlanta.
All right. Well, you have a partnership with Agritechnica. Explain how that's working.
Yeah, we do. Agritechnica, the largest agricultural show in the world. It's held every other year in Hanover, and we do have a partnership with them. They are our European partner, and they are doing our promotion, sales promotion to all of Europe. And so we are working with them on some of our marketing and promotional strategies there, as well as working on a timing perspective for our shows. And Ag Connect is, since it will and is an international show, is being placed from a timing perspective that will correspond with other shows in the world, and specifically around Agritechnica. Agritechnica takes place every other year, and Ag Connect will also take place every other year because we want to give the international audience to participate in both shows if they desire, where they can go to Agritechnica 1 year, and then the following year they can come to the United States to Ag Connect. So we're just working to get into that rotation. We'll have a show this year and in 2011, and then we'll come back in 2013 and 15. So then we'll start the every other year rotation of the Ag Connect show.
When is the next Agritechnica show?
That'll be in November of next year.
So once the rotation starts, then one will be in the odd years and one will be in the even years?
Yeah, that's correct.
Anything else that you would like to add, Charlie?
The only thing that I would add is that this truly is a industry event, and it's illustrated by the industry support that we've gotten. We've been very pleased with the industry support that we've received and all the partners and supporting organizations that we have. Preview day that we had, it was kind of fun to see all the people up on the stage that were helping and supporting the show to make this the event that we're looking it to be. So it truly is a show that has been created by the industry, and it's been created for the industry. So it's wonderful to see.
Well, when will you have your final numbers on attendance? I would assume at the end of the day. You're looking at over 7,000 right now, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're well over 7,000 right now. We need to run the numbers through a couple processes here to make sure that they're totally accurate. I would say within the next week or so, we'll have final numbers that will be published out.
All right, so 7,000, is that what you expected?
It's about what we anticipated here in the last, we started looking at things the last couple months. It was looking like it was going to get close to that number. And the reason I say that is when we first started out, we thought we'd have a little higher participation, but we also didn't expect to be in a recession either. the recessionary aspect of what's transpired has had a difference on the anticipated attendance here. But to be fair, we are extremely pleased with where we ended up with the attendance and the exhibitors. I think if you talk to the exhibitors, they're pretty pleased with the attendance and the quality of the attendance. So I think we're sitting here pretty happy with what transpired here.